We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Yes, sir. 10:06 on the Fan. McMonagle here with you for another 3 hours. I got you till 1 a.m. 877-337-6666. We spent the first hour of the show talking about the Mets and the firing of Carlos Beltran and what they intend to do now moving forward, looking for a manager. The scandal inside of baseball, but we turn to the New York Giants and we bring in Paul Schwartz of the New York Post to discuss the hiring of the new offensive coordinator, a familiar face, the former Dallas Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett. And Paul, look, before I ask you about Garrett here, I do want to just ask you, because I found it amazing as a Giant fan. You've been covering the team for a long time. You've seen it all, the highs and lows, the ups and downs, the interestings, whatever you want to call it. But I got to tell you, the couple of days and where the Giants went and where they started and where they went, from the Tuesday morning that Matt Rhule, the news breaks that he's going to spurn the interview, he's going to sign a contract in Carolina. This was the guy they wanted. The meeting was all set, the pomp and circumstance. Both owners are there. The big meeting that was leading towards hiring their guy, and he's not even going to show to 2 days later having a press conference with Joe Judge that the fan base is now ready to run through a wall. The highs and low of that situation was just remarkable to me. And for a Giant team that has done nothing right for a handful of years, I thought to go from where they were Tuesday morning to where they ended up Thursday afternoon was remarkable.
Yeah, well, it was the shock value of having Matt Rhule take the Panthers job less than an hour later.
Right.
Joe Judge was their coach, so it was quick. You know, it didn't linger,
right?
Which was great. As a reporter, it was great because the coaching search, you know, which we figured was certainly going to include Matt Rhule as a candidate and mm-hmm. as a guy to be interviewed. All of a sudden, 50 minutes later or so, it's Joe Judge who, you know, really was, you know, in horse racing terms, you know, Joe Judge was, you know, 20 lanes back when
right.
this whole thing started. There's no question about it. And I, you know, I credit the Giants for pretty much admitting that not pretty much. They,
yeah.
You know, John Mara just admitted.
He said, very honest about it.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that 10 days ago, he said, if you would have told me Joe Judge would be our head coach, I would have been surprised. But look, he was a candidate. He was a guy. It's not like they didn't have him on the list and all of a sudden he was put on the list. When the Giants put a list together of guys they wanted to interview, every guy on that list was there for a reason.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean to say that Joe Judge was the favorite going in. He was not. But look, you know, I watched Matt Rhule's press conference from Charlotte. It was impressive. I, you know, if he had a car to sell, I would have bought it, I think. You know, and it'll be very interesting. You know, just like when you trade a player, you know, the Giants traded Odell Beckham Jr., so now the Giants
right.
have, you know, three guys you're going to always compare. Okay, let's see what we got. Let's see what we gave up.
Right.
It's going to be Matt Rhule in with the Panthers
sure.
and Joe Judge, and, you know, may the better coach win.
Right. No, but it was just, and then he has the press conference, and the fan base just went right in line, which is something they've had no reason to do for the last handful of years. But, you know, another guy on that list to interview possibly for the head coach, at least that we thought at one time, was Jason Garrett. He signs on to be the offensive coordinator here late Friday night. The story breaks. And, you know, when Judge first gets hired, we all talked about, and even the Giants talked about, how important it was that he picks his staff. We always talk about that, how important it is for a head coach to be picking his own staff. You don't want too much from, you know, maybe a couple of ideas. But knock the cynic out of me who says this is a guy that the Giants are very comfortable with, someone they were interested in and requested to speak to as their head coach. Tell me why this is a Judge hire and not a Giant hire.
Well, I'm right. I mean, there's no question that John Mara, the only person John Mara was asked about the day they hired Joe Judge, other than Joe Judge, was Jason Garrett.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's not like anyone asked him, what do you think of this guy? What do you think of that guy? What do you think of Scott Linehan? What do you think of, you know, anybody else? Because, look, Jason Garrett is a big name, right? Mm-hmm. We've seen him. He was a player. He played at Princeton. He was at the Cowboys forever. He was their offensive coordinator. And, you know, twice a year he played the Giants. And he was on national TV 100 times. So, you know, he's not the most dynamic guy, but he's a very, very big name in the NFL.
Right.
And so John Mara said that day, it's not a prerequisite, but yeah, if he can, if Joe can find someone who is a former head coach, I think it would be great. Okay, so that seed was planted.
Right.
And then he was asked, Jason Garrett, you know, what about him? He said, I have great respect for Jason Garrett, but that's Joe's call. I know you can be cynical about it. I don't think. Look, put it this way: if Joe Judge, he didn't really know Jason Garrett very much. He said that, you know, he does. They both have a Nick Saban connection,
right,
so that's
right.
A good connection. But look, Jason Garrett is well known, right? Don't you feel like you know Jason Garrett?
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
No, I can close my eyes and visualize him clapping right now, no question.
Well, we've seen him so many times in press conferences. We've
of course.
Seen him on TV. We've seen him on Sunday nights.
Yeah, we've seen him every Thanksgiving. Absolutely.
Every Thanksgiving, yep. Right? So we get a feel for what he is. So
mm-hmm.
There's no question about that. So, right, this was a very comfortable hire for the Giants. But look, if you think of it, you know, they want a former head coach. They want maybe a guy with some pizzazz or a bigger name. And then Joe Judge hires, you know, a defensive coordinator,
yeah.
Patrick Graham, who had been,
right.
You know, spent a few years with the Giants, with the Patriots, with Joe Judge before that one not very good year with the Dolphins, although
right.
I don't think it was necessarily his fault because
mm-hmm.
they were a bad team.
Sure.
So that certainly was not a hire that said, man, I think Patrick Graham was foisted on Joe Judge.
No, I agreed. And certainly when, you know, the Dolphins allow him to be, you know, when they accept the request for a lateral move, I mean, when that kind of happens, you figure, well, you know, how sought out could he be? This must have been. I think that you get the benefit of the doubt with Judge on Graham, because, like I said, I mean, if they're asking for an interview from the Dolphins for a lateral move and they allow it, and they immediately have someone to prop up in his stead, we're going to find out about Garrett. That's Graham. That's an interesting hire. And you're right; he's not a head coach, and you figured that someone on the staff would. Garrett did lead itself to being the clear-cut choice, and I'm sure what the Giants themselves would really want to do and hope that Judge went that way.
Well, I mean, yes and no. Yeah, I mean, look, when this was presented to John Mara, he didn't have to stop and think about it.
Right, right, okay.
You know, Judge is hiring his staff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, he interviewed all the guys who,
right.
who were there already. He didn't have to keep Thomas McGahee as the special teams coach.
Right.
What we're seeing from Judge is he is, you know, he plucked a running backs coach from Alabama
mm-hmm.
who was, you know, who's not a young guy, who was like basically an associate athletic director the last 2 years. It's an interesting staff. I'm not ready to stamp it as a great staff or a bad staff.
Right.
It's just, you can tell this was a guy, a 38-year-old who had opinions and who had views of people, and he is going about doing it his way. I mean, the interesting thing about the Miami situation with Graham was that who's his head coach? Brian Flores,
right.
Who knows Judge well, who knows Patrick Graham well. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a whole inner circle there that's very interesting and clearly. What I liked about the Garrett hire was that it's not a former Belichick guy. It's not now. It's a former
right.
Saban guy, but it's not a former Belichick guy. It's a guy that I don't think Judge really had a great feel for. They said they had a very long conversation, and then they, you know, after that conversation, it was like, well, we should really meet and talk about this. They did, and I don't think this was forced on Judge. But like anything. When you know, if I do something, my boss is going to be really happy.
Right.
That's not a
not
bad,
a bad
thing to do.
Not a bad idea.
Not a bad strategy, right, Chris?
No, absolutely. Right. Now, we've seen him as head coach, and the Cowboys have had successful offense. Obviously, Dak has progressed under Garrett, but he hasn't called play since 2013. Any concern about the lack of play calling over the last handful of years?
I'm not concerned about that. I'm just... I don't think, like we just said a minute ago, right, that we really know, we feel like we know Jason Garrett.
Right.
We know him as a head coach. We know him as a personality, the clapper. We know all that. But if I ask you, give me some real meat on the bone here about Jason Garrett as an offensive coordinator, I think that's a little more difficult.
Yes.
We remember the Cowboys then, but I never got the sense that Jason Garrett was a great innovator. Or was incredibly creative with his offense.
Right.
He knows how to get a tight end the football, right?
That's true.
Now you could say, well, it's Jason Witten. A lot of people get him the football. He knows how to get the tight end the football.
Well,
maybe that was just because all those games I saw him play against the Giants.
Well, he's got one here. If he can ever stay on the field, he's got a talented one.
Right. So that's interesting. When he was with the Cowboys, he built up that offensive line tremendously. So that's going to be very much simpatico with Dave Gettleman's thinking.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is not a guy that wants to spread him out and put all these wide receivers on the field and throw the ball vertical, 40 times.
Right.
He had three rushing champions, three rushing champions in his years there. So he's an interesting guy, but I'm sure their concepts, when they talk together, Joe Judge and Jason Garrett must have meshed, or else this wouldn't have been a hiring.
Right, and they also obviously must think he's good for the quarterback, because obviously his relationship with Daniel Jones is going to be the most important part of his job here. And, with a wonderful rookie season, the Giants had to have liked his progression. Gettleman gave the former head coach a lot of credit for it. The coaching staff obviously moves out. It's going to be a new coaching staff for this young quarterback here. Any concern about having to learn two systems within his first 2 years here? And do you think the Giants have any concern? When they shift it, there's two ways to look at it. You've seen this about, written about here and there. If the progression was so good, why let everybody go? But I could also say, if they're that confident in the young man, I don't think they're that concerned about changing and making these changes on him second year.
You know what? This was never about one guy. It can't be. I mean, the franchise is too big, and they've failed too much,
I mean, and
look, the Giants have done too much of that, right? They brought Ben McAdoo in, right? And he completely changed the offense, changed Eli's footwork, changed, and his completion percentage went up, interceptions went down. He was a better quarterback under Ben McAdoo as an offensive coordinator, and that unquestionably played a role when they decided to get rid of Tom Coughlin. They said, you know what, this is an easy transition, and Eli will be very comfortable with this. Now, that was not a great that decision-making process was not great. Mm-hmm. They were not going to do that again. Now Pat Shurmur was hired. He's a guy who's very good with quarterbacks. I thought that would be good, but it was a new system. And Eli was a quick study, but he always said how tough it was to learn a new offense. And you know what? That's tough luck. I mean, they think Daniel Jones is a smart guy. You know what I mean? Now, this system has to stick.
Right.
You know what I mean? Josh Rosen, we have no idea if Josh Rosen can play or not. He had tons of different offensive coordinators in college. He's had tons of different in the NFL.
Right.
And you have to be so talented and so bright, it is almost impossible to thrive in that kind of situation. And one thing, Chris, is that, don't forget, Jason Garrett is a good quarterbacks guy, but they hired a quarterbacks coach, Jerry Schlopinski, who has really good marks. He really helped Jacoby Brissett, prepare and become, a decent NFL player when they needed him. And it's going to be very interesting, because I think they're going to put a lot on his plate with Daniel Jones, a lot.
All right, one last one for you, Paul. Offensive line has been a major issue for this team going back many years. Obviously have a couple players in Solder, who's a major struggle at left tackle, but they haven't been able to get on the same page. I think the offensive line coach is a huge hire. Callahan, there's been a lot of talk. He's available. Would you expect Callahan or a big-name offensive line coach to be hired relatively shortly?
Well, he's the gold standard.
Right.
You know what I mean? If he comes in and they make him, I don't think they can just hire him as an offensive line coach, because I think You're going to have to pay them a lot of money, and you know, maybe they will.
It wouldn't be the worst idea. There's worse ways to spend money for the New York Giants.
Oh, no question. Yeah, I'm not saying, you know, don't spend the money on an offensive line coach. Not for him.
Right.
I mean, him I would spend the money for, but he would have to be called, like, run game coordinator.
Okay.
Now, don't forget, Patrick Graham is already called an assistant head coach.
Right, I know.
You know, and defensive coordinator. But clearly, they were not happy with Hal Hunter last year, the last 2 years, as an offensive line coach. He was a veteran guy. I don't think he was in great demand. Pat Shurmur hired him. I don't know if he had a lot of other options. And that was not good. You know, I think the Giants ownership felt that offensive line, some of the defensive coaches were not really strong quality coaches. And because of that, some of their young players did not develop the way they wanted to. So yes, this is a big hire. You know, Callahan, like I said, he's the gold standard, and, he would instantly upgrade any team's, offensive philosophy and things like that. It'll be interesting. I mean, it's they hire him, and I think Giant fans will look at this and say, okay, we got Garrett. You know, I'm not sure about Graham, but, you know, we hear some good things. The guy went to Yale. He's smart enough, of course. With Callahan, that would be, Callahan is going to go to the highest bidder, and the place where he thinks he can do, you know, is anyone going to offer him to be an offensive coordinator? He's been an offensive coordinator before. He's also been a head coach before, so that would be a really strong thing to put into this staff.
Paul Schwartz of the New York Post. Paul, thank you so much for the insight. Really appreciate the time.
All right.
Enjoy championship Sunday.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
All right, take care. All right, that was Paul Schwartz, New York Post. Gave you a little insight into Garrett, the rest of the coaching staff.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.